Mom's Palace.
Welcome back to Twin Talk. Here we give you the info on the latest
and the greatest coming out of Hollywood,
but we focus on the plot.
So guys, pour a glass of wine
and you girls about these characters with your girls Tina
and Tan.
All right guys, welcome back. Hello, welcome. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Not too bad. Weather's not bad in Chicago. So we live in life. It's sunny. Hot. It's beautiful.
It's hot over here in Miami, as per usual.
Weather, right? Yeah. Y'all don't get bad weather. Y'all get hurricanes, but okay.
And then, in people's defense, they're going to be like, oh, well, Chicago get blizzards. Girl. And it's cold.
Okay. What else new?
Period.
It actually hasn't been that bad of a winter in a really long time.
No, I was actually talking to somebody about that, and then somebody was like, dang, like it was like 70 degrees in Chicago, and I was like, ooh, in April?
Right? What? We actually can stand to be outside? That's crazy.
Is summer coming early?
Right. Look, global warming.
Period.
But let's get back to the happy. not to go so dark so fast, but welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk. We are excited to be back with you guys. It always feels like it's been forever since we've talked, but it hasn't been that long. But still super excited to talk to you. Let's talk about last week, though. Yes. I am shocked by the results, I have
guys.
To say.
So last week we did a touch up on, and if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, definitely, because the winner for Godzilla versus King Kong, the winner was, drummer please, Godzilla.
I'm floored. Like, I can't believe it. Honestly, guys, I get it. I get it. Cause we was talking about this before we started recording or whatever. I get why, because like Godzilla was just so lit. Like he had the best.
Yeah, we did
everything. And I was afraid everybody was gonna be like, yeah, you're right. But King Kong still got my heart.
I don't know. I was actually kind of shocked. Like, yeah. Because at first it was like head to head, but then Godzilla took off. And I was like, oh, so that's what we doing. Okay, cool. Ooh. But thank you guys that voted. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
So let's get into this week's podcast, which I am very excited about.
Yeah, because I feel like we say that every week, but whatever. Because we be talking about some really good shows and movies. And this week, I feel like this is like, I want to say a rite of passage. Is it like if these movies are so good, you can't even say like it's a black thing. Like everybody's seen these movies.
Exactly.
Like they're kind of classics. If you're into the comedy action type genre, then these two series actually trilogies. These two trilogies are really, really awesome. So,
and so much fun. And I think the reason why we decided to do this because everybody really enjoyed How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, okay, well, let's do a throwback on movies then.
Let's do it.
And
why
so
not?
We decided to do these trilogies because, again, like Tina said, it's like super awesome. They hit every single thing. So the two movies that we decided to do is...
We... So the one I chose, one of my favorites, Mr. Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan themselves, Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3, baby. Boom.
Period.
Period.
And I thought that we should do Mr. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence with all the bad boys. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
And they actually got three now too, because they just, their third one was released, what, 2 years ago?
No, girl, it came out last year before all the was it only? Happened.
Yeah. Child, 2020 got me thrown off. That added like 10 years to all our lives. True. Let me tell you the craziness. But yes, those two trilogies are really, really classics. Like
super classics.
Can you even call them classics? They're still relevant. Like the comedy, the script, the storyline, everything's still so relevant. And
yeah,
you know, that's very true. I feel bad calling them a classic, but they are a classic.
But they are classics because they actually did come out, you know, years ago, years. So, and I'm pretty sure Bad Boys came out like 1995.
Yeah.
The first one. So these are definitely classics, but we decided to choose these because, again, super hilarious. You got these actors that are phenomenal. They've had millions and millions of movies, shows, everything. So we definitely wanted to dive in because, again, like, everybody enjoyed the throwback of How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal. So we just wanted to have a little fun and see what you guys think about it and stuff, and definitely continue to send us, you know, what shows and movies we should do. But let's get into it. Miss Tina, take it away.
Yeah, so let's start off with Rush Hour. And so the original Rush Hour, Rush Hour 1, was first released in 1998. I cannot believe how that's over 20 years now.
Girl.
Oh my God.
I was 8 years
old. I've lived that long. I have lived that long. I could be like, that was 20 years ago. I was 7.
Like, I was out here 8.
I was 7 years old. I don't remember. I will say, as a child, I didn't appreciate these movies as much. I had to grow up a little bit before I really understood all the jokes. But okay, so let's get, in case you haven't seen them, I don't know how.
Which I hope that y'all have.
What rock you live under. Let me give
you
a quick
please stop.
Synopsis, right? If you haven't, look, I don't even care about these spoilers. If you ain't seen these by now, it's something wrong with you. You better be 7 years old. That's all I know.
Period.
So basically, a Chinese diplomat's daughter is kidnapped in Los Angeles. He calls a Hong Kong detective Inspector Lee, who's played by Jackie Chan, to assist the FBI in this case. But the FBI doesn't really want to be involved with this case, so they send they assign the case to a wisecracking detective named James Carter, who was played by Chris Tucker, to watch over him. Although Lee and Carter can't stand each other, they choose to work together to solve the case on their own when they figure out that they've been ditched by both the FBI and the police. So this was kind of supposed to be a train wreck from the beginning. They just, like, when you meet, it's crazy how young Chris Tucker looks when you watch.
No,
this
when you
movie.
Really think about it, when you really
like,
think
he
about
looks
it.
Like a baby. But yeah, so basically, Chris Tucker was the department f up. Everybody was like, "Look, I don't feel like dealing with this case, so we're gonna send Chris." And Chris went there, and you know how the underdog usually figures out that they're the underdog, and then that makes them put fire under their feet.
But then he was acting all cocky though, remember?
Girl, so stupid. But I don't know. Out of the three, honestly, I think personally the second one is my favorite.
Really? Mm-hmm. Dive in. Tell me.
Because the second one, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I was older at that point. So okay. Like that was like my generation's movie. Like 1998, I feel like was my big brother and like his friends. And then when the next one came out, what was that, like 2001. Right. When the next one came out, by then I understood more, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really could get into the movie. And I don't know. I just think it was a better timing. But it's a very close race to the third one. The third one had me in
That's my favorite.
Tears. When he walked out of that elevator in that white suit with that ring belt, I was like, Chris, what is wrong with you? Like,
no, Chris is my favorite part was when he was singing on the stage.
Oh my god!
The when they both had to sing on the stage together. Even in the beginning when he directed traffic, and then he see those two girls when they get into the car wreck. When the fact that he calls up Lee, hey, I got these two girls,
right?
It's like hold the boxes. So
no, okay. You know what scene had me really in tears?
What?
When he was in what's the name of the karate place? Is it a dojo?
That's the third one. When the big
he was like, he was like, where? He's like, you is me. And he's like, no, you and me, you and him, them, everybody in there is me. Like,
and I think that's why. I think that's why I appreciated the Rush Hour movies, because it's just like Lee was always so serious, right? Jesse Chase's character was so serious, but Chris Tucker was loud, annoying, trying. He was just doing the most, and he used to create more problems than it needed to be. And I felt like Jackie Chan was always cleaning up Chris' parts.
I cannot.
Like, if you really look at it, like, Jackie Chan's clothes will always be ripped. He's sweating. He's limping. And then all of a sudden, Chris will come out like, what happened?
You're right. I was
fighting that other person. He was getting beat.
Well, he thought Jackie was in the room with the girl getting some, and she was really almost killing him.
Like, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then he listened into the door like, oh, yeah.
He's like, you that's are a super boy. Freak. Like, he's getting his ass beat. Help him. Like,
and I think that's why I love the characters, like, the dynamic that both of them have, because at the if a lot of people don't know, they actually really had a good friendship.
They did.
So if you saw, like, you could tell, like, the first movie, you know, they were getting to know each other, but then it's just like the second movie, and then that third movie, you could really tell that their relationship outside and inside of the movie, it was just like on camera and off camera, really just helped made the movie even funnier and just more like realistic. So they was really playing off each other. And if you, I'm really obsessed with behind the scenes, and they were doing a lot of these things just like on cue, like they was just doing, and they just kept on rolling. You know, that's when you know, like, the characters are like,
their ad-libbing was hilarious. I love watching the bloopers, because they just, they even funnier than the actual script.
Exactly.
The bloopers and that's hilarious.
And they had so many, and stuff. So you said that the second movie was your favorite. Well, it was actually the most successful film out of all of them. And I thought that was interesting, because I did like the second one, but I liked it. It was okay. But the third one, I think it's because after the third one, I was like, dang, they did it. Like, it was just too lit.
Yeah.
But I did like the second one, because that's when, you know, we finally got to see Jackie Chan, like, have like a love entrance.
Yeah.
So he was able, so we got to see that other side of him, and he started to be all like goofy and like,
a little silly. His English got better.
See? Look at the shade.
No, because the bloopers, he would struggle like 10 minutes, which is one
especially Rush Hour, the first one. They was, no, he was struggling. But it was so cute. Grandma probably was absolutely nothing. Girl. I was in tears.
That film made over $347 million worldwide. I did not know it made that much. That's crazy.
But it was because it was just that lit.
But
they did make a lot, but the second one was lit. The second one was good. It's just, I don't know. That third one, I mean, the original one was also good. All three of them were awesome.
All three of them was funny, because that scene in the spa, child, when he was picking out.
They was trying to pick the girl.
Girl, I was like, Chris is a fool. He is.
It was. Chris just did too much.
He did. He had me dying. Much. He was hilarious.
Now, which one do you think? Well, I know the second one was your favorite, but which one you think that had like a really good storyline? Like, it was just like the laughter, the comedian, like actually had like a really good plot. Like, which movie you felt like just was really?
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the second one theoretically is my favorite, but the third one comes like they really neck and neck, if I'm honest with it, because the third one, I feel like They had a really good group of writers. Like, don't get me wrong, I like the movies, but it's not the thickest plot. Like, it's not a concept we haven't seen before.
Yeah, because it's always being done.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's a good, I guess in that sense, it's good writing that is refreshing. It's not like I feel like I'm watching Bad Boys. You know what I'm saying? This is mm-hmm. clearly Rush Hour. These are Rush Hour writers. These are the Rush Hour jokes. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. And I just feel like by the third one, they just had just everybody, the writers, the directors, the way that it was filmed, Jackie and Chris on camera, like by that time they had a real genuine chemistry.
But to have that, to have like an Asian and an African American mm-hmm. to pull that off, especially in the 90s, you know, people that was doing dope. That.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I think the culture difference and seeing those two worlds colliding together and then just making awesome films, I think that that was perfect. And people, it's hard to, when you make a second film, it's hard to those sometimes don't be in do the, good. They don't do good. And then you come out with a third, most of the times that third is not good. But the fact that 1, 2, and 3 was good, yes, you will always have your least favorites mm-hmm. and stuff, but then it was just like, you wasn't completely disappointed.
I feel like they got better each time.
And that's what you're supposed to do when you're making trilogies or a sequel. I think the main thing is you have to top it, not like OD top it, but it's just like you got to make sure, okay, this one was good. Let's try to match the energy and make like this second one good. And then let's see. And that's why sometimes I'm always like, when somebody makes nowadays, I don't know what they're doing and they are failing.
Girl.
But I feel like back in the day, they just had more of a clear mind and they wasn't trying to be like super different from the other movie. I think it was just like, okay, let's let the actors
be actors.
Take control right. and do that and not add all the CGI and all this stuff. I'm not saying the CGI ain't good, but it's just like all the like unrealistic things that they're doing. Like Jackie Chan does all his stunts.
Mm-hmm.
So that was real.
Exactly.
When you see these other movies, like, I hate to bring his name up because, oh, and y'all can just disagree with me. I don't care. The Rock, they make this man a superhero and listen, they make him unreal.
Listen, that is my Samoan brother. Okay.
And but that, you see you're jumping from cars and you landing on tanks.
He do be having these unrealistic fight scenes. But if you're watching that movie, you're watching that movie because of that. When I watch Fast and Furious, anything, I already know it's gonna be something cheesy.
But I'm just like, but see, you get what I'm saying? Like, look at it. It's like 2017. You got this man flying off of cars,
girl.
Do you know what I'm saying? But it's not. It's like, what am I watching?
You watching but then you the watch.
No, I'm watching something that's not real. I'm watching this huge dude just like do like he's girl that scene when he's like maybe one day that we should touch up on Fast and the Furious mm-hmm. but when he had his hand in the cast and when he was like and then his hand explode from the cast, I was like oh
so I was like ooh.
Okay so you said ooh and I said ugh and that's how I felt about that but anyways back to Rush Hour. So I'm just talking about how authentic it was
yeah
and realistic mm-hmm. and basically letting the actors be able to recreate the story that the directors is trying to do. And I feel like that's not being shown nowadays. So I appreciate the fact that each one of it got better because like, it was like, yes, you got these two phenomenal actors, but you're not trying to make the plot too ridiculous exactly. and too like way off the top. Cause you just like, some of these movies, when I see the second movie, I'm like, what is that the same movie from the first?
Girl.
Am I tripping?
They trying to make it. Like, what they tried to do with the Mummy series. Like, they changed it. And then,
I didn't finish that. Why would I finish that?
Girl. It didn't make sense. The third, I was like, okay.
Exactly. So, yes. So, they did an amazing job. What moments didn't you like in the Rush Hours?
I can't say I didn't like any, like I don't have a complaint. I would say the only one would be maybe the first one, and the only complaint I would have would only be due to the fact that technology just wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. So like the HD quality TV and stuff, like that's really the only complaint is the first one was kind of like in that grimy VHS, like grainy look.
Like, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing. But I mean, what you see is what you get with that movie. Like, you either find that kind of comedy or that kind of genre funny or entertaining, or you don't.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then why are you watching it? You know what I mean?
Period. Which one of your, which ending did you like the most?
I loved the third one when they walked off singing War. And then
Jackie Chan just like so offbeat.
Yeah, he's just so adorable. He is so, girl, did you see him? We're going to have to do an episode on his latest movie on Netflix where he was his granddaughter or somebody. He was grandpa. He was old. Jackie was old. Ooh. Jackie, he got a new movie out. Well, a new old movie. It's on Netflix.
I'm not going to say nothing rude. I thought he was not around anymore. Okay. No, I'm just saying, because, okay. Moving right along.
Oh, my God.
My favorite ending, I think I like
Jesus Take the Wheel.
I don't know, because I don't know if this was the second or third. I could be tripping. This probably could be the opening. I don't know. They was on the plane and, oh, never mind. That's in the third movie when he was like, you so mad. He was like, I'm sorry that I shot your girl.
Yeah.
Wait, that was on the third.
That was Isabella was my girlfriend.
It was just so funny on the plane. They had some really good plane scenes.
Plane scenes.
You know what?
Yeah, they actually did.
They were always on the plane.
They were on planes a lot. Well, they were back and forth between New York and Hong Kong. Like every movie, that's what happened.
No, but in the third one, they was in Paris.
Oh, you're right. They were in Paris. I tweeted.
They was in Paris.
They was in Paris. The first two, they did Hong Kong.
I'm going to do the third one. I'm going to do the third one in the ending too. I love the third one. The first ending was dope because I like the fact that they both just looked at each other and appreciated. Okay, mm-hmm. You dope.
Yeah.
You cool. Mm-hmm. I accept you. I don't know if I want to work with you again. But I accept you.
Yeah.
That was cute. You had my back. Like, I think Jackie Chan gave Chris Tucker that look like, you run your mouth too much. But I see how you became a cop.
Yeah.
And I think they really connected with, you know, Chris Tucker, the reason why he wanted to become a cop, because of his dad dying and stuff like that. So they both, I think that's another, when they had like that real that serious moment.
Yeah.
In the first one, I think that is what made them like become super close. So how do we feel about the backstories of the characters?
I mean, the backstories are necessary. Like it explains who they are. I get a clearer picture of Inspector Lee on the third one, because that's when you
from
meet
the third one, yes.
His brother. Well, his brother, his fake brother. His foster brother or something like that.
His foster, yeah.
And then like, because I feel like you getting to know Chris in the first one.
But you get to know, like, he knows all this information about Chris, like, the first and second movie, and then you know how, okay, he's closed off, but then it's just like, he would have never known he had a brother.
Right, if dude didn't unless pop up.
Exactly, so the girl, when Chris was like, you got a
right.
brother. Like, what? I thought I was your brother.
Excuse me.
It's like, Chris, why do you always try to make it about you? He's trying to open up.
But.
So I did like that. I like the character. I hate that I understand why they did that, but I wish that it could have been like, I don't know, just like a little bit more, like a little sprinkle in the first season, I think, of Inspector Lee's, like,
all his life getting more.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a little bit because you learned about his father or whoever.
Yeah.
And but he didn't, like, he wasn't that deep of a character. And you know how it is in Hollywood, like, especially with movies, you don't know if you're going to get a sequel. And then you don't know if you're going to, you know what I'm saying? So they have to write it to where it is a little bit of an open book, but they close it just enough. So I feel like they intentionally had Jackie kind of closed off in the first one because they weren't sure if it was going to be a second one. And then in the second one, they made, I don't know, Chris was always, I don't know.
You want to know what's so crazy? Now that you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, if you look at the characters, Chris was like the star.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Of the first
one. He kind of was the star of the first
because
and the second
he had more of a presence in the audience. Mm-hmm. And I think Jackie Chan was like, he was popular in Asia,
but not quite America.
But
yet.
In America, mm-hmm. it was like he was doing little stuff trying to get. So I think that this was this film, like they were like, are we going, are they going to like this? And I think because if you look, it's like, yeah, they had the Asian ambassador mm-hmm. and him doing that. They trying to bring that over, but still the camera always went back to Chris.
Right.
And Chris was not that long ago. Like he was always right there turning back to the, you know, that. So I think they definitely used Chris's status. So you, if you see on the beginning, you kind of lose, even though the story was about Jackie Chan a little bit.
Yeah, because like, they was bring in that, Hong Kong.
Yeah, like... they try to bring that culture in the first one. And I think that's why the second one, it was in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
because I think that they were like, oh, okay, we're getting the feedback.
Right.
Okay,
we got an audience. And then by that time, Jackie Chan was more of a household name and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So now it's Chris and Jackie. Like, it's not just Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's both of them are in the same conversation. Who, okay, so this one, I'm interested. Who was your favorite bad guy out of all three of them?
I'm gonna say the third. Okay, so the brother,
mm-hmm.
the reason why is because like he pushed both of them to really had to work together. Like
yeah.
he didn't have this one. He was like a bunch of villains in one.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm. Like it was like this person being captured and this person this and that. And the brother was like, he matched up with Jackie Chan with, you know, karate and both having that third, like it was just like he was really evil and didn't really care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel and anytime you make me start looking at you, like I'm like, dang, I can't stand him. Oh, I want him to die. But then it's like, dang, he low-key kind of good though, mm-hmm. because he's making it really interesting and you never knew what he was gonna throw. And I feel like that's why I like the third one so much, just because like it just made them work more together and both of them using their heads, and it was just hilarious.
Yeah,
so I definitely did enjoy that. Who was yours?
So I feel like they had, because what's that one Asian actor's name? He plays a really good bad guy. And he was the bad guy, I want to say, in the first one.
In the first one?
When they were at the spa and, like, Lee was looking. I mean, I'm confusing them now. When Chris was looking for, like, because, you know, the whole point was Chris was trying to be on vacation or whatever, get some Mushu or whatever he kept saying.
That was the second one.
That was okay, right. That was the second one.
Yeah.
He was like, right, because he went to visit him. He's like, I'm on vacation. I want to do da 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 da. And Lee was like secretly investigating another situation. So that bad guy, because he blew up Lee's office.
Oh, right. Okay.
He blew up Lee's office. Oh, yeah, so he was kind of. And that actor, he plays a really good bad guy. Like, he always, I haven't seen him in his, I don't want to call it his breakout role, because he might have more of a range than what we see him in, because I feel like he might be typecasted at this point, but he played a really good bad guy in that movie. But I feel mm-hmm. like the fight scenes in the third one were a lot cooler. Because Chris got involved. He started doing some stunts.
But he was fighting.
He was actually fighting in that scene. And then I just like the scene when his brother walked in the sewer in a white suit. I was like, oh, you bold. You a bad guy for real.
Oh, I really like that scene.
Look, Chris, he was like, listen, that's a badass suit. Listen, we're going to be up out of here.
I can't even see.
We'll get about your hair.
He said, I can appreciate that.
Girl. Because if he bold enough to wear white in a sewer, this nigga do not care about your life. At all.
No, not at all. So, all right, well, I loved the Rush Hours.
All three of them. They were super good. Yeah. Y'all gotta let us know which one is your favorite Rush Hour, because I don't think I can. It's honestly between the second and the third one, because.
Yeah. I know, it's because I watched the third one so many mm-hmm. times, and I was like, I was in tears. I was in tears, because the first one I was in tears too, but then it's like the third one. The second one I did like, But it's the third one that just took
over. That dojo scene takes me out every time. Every time. You, me, everybody.
All right. So, guys, we're about to go to the second movie.
Which is
my favorite. I get so excited when I talk about this one. So, guys, we're going to talk about Bad Boys.
Bad Boys trilogy. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna, what you do, gonna do when they come for you?
When he used to do that, that used to crack me up. Girl. All right. So, basically, in a nutshell, you have Detective Mike and Marcus. Mike was played by Will Smith. Marcus was played by Martin. And basically, they were like best friends, worked on a force together, and pretty much they always got into some type of money laundering, drugs. It was just always that. And what makes it cool is because, like, you got Mike, and he's just like the single bachelor.
Mike Lowry.
Get all the girls. Oh, and this.
Mike Lowry.
And so it takes place in Miami, all three of the movies. And then you have Marcus, who, like, Mike loves being on the force. He wants to be on the force forever. Mm-hmm. He just feels like this was his legacy and he has to do this. And then you have Marcus want to quit every single day of his career. He has threatened. He don't want to be partners with Mike anymore. Marcus has like this whole family. And he has like kids and his wife, Teresa, who we love in all three of the movies. Girl. And so Marcus is always debating, do I want to be on this? Do I want to not be? And then you always got Mike that's always convincing him, this is what we do, Bad Boys for Life, mm-hmm. because they've been in the department for so long. Y'all, each one of his movies had me in tears. If you guys have followed, well, I know y'all seen this movie because if y'all haven't, I'm not talking to y'all no more. But Bad Boys, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith already created this empire for themselves already because you had the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you had Martin show. So they were doing their things. And the fact that somebody thought, let's bring these two funny characters together.
Absolutely.
Not knowing that Bad Boys was going to explode and be as big as they were. Now, Bad Boys, the first one came out in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Like, I was five.
I was four.
So the crazy thing is, it was older than Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because you could tell because they were mad young. Like, super, super young.
That's crazy.
And then you have the second movie came out in 2003.
So they took a long break.
So it was about like, I might give a man.
Almost 10 years. It was like, was 8 years, I think.
So, I could have done that.
Girl.
But, so that was 8 years. And then, so that was 2003. And then the last movie, the third one, Risa came out last year. So that was like, I was like, okay.
These two, like, you can tell they both on color people time. And they like, look, you're going to get the movie when you get the movie.
Why would you literally waited like 10 plus years to take this movie out, which I'm not mad at it.
Honestly, I think it was the fans that made them. Like, if they didn't have such a response from us, like, in social media and stuff and pressure.
Of course.
I don't think they would have done it. Because I don't think Hollywood would have let them. But
you know what the crazy thing is? They been wanted to come out with this movie. It was Martin Lawrence that wanted more. He wanted more. He wanted... Well,
look, Martin Lawrence is a household name. Pay this man. People forget, like, because for some reason, Will Smith name, well, not for some reason, we know why Will Smith's name outshines Martin Lawrence's name, at least in this generation. But a lot of us forget, like, he started off, you know, hosting what was Def Comedy Jam? Like, he,
Martin Lawrence has been around.
He got some stuff under his belt. He's really, like, he slept on a lot of times.
I think what made Will Smith just a little bit more popular than Martin Lawrence is because Will Smith started getting these serious roles. Mm-hmm. And then it also helped the fact that he was married to Jada. Then he had children. Mm-hmm. And then his children was in movies. His, you know, they started to become, so then it's like he has these younger kids.
The Smith name stay relevant. And then
Will Smith is always in their lives and just promoting. And then, like, Will Smith started becoming super, you know, popular on social media. Mm-hmm. And stuff. So when you start seeing that, it's like, and then Will Smith, like, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on, like, TBS.
All the
like
time.
Martin Lawrence is on, like,
BET.
BET.
No shade.
But I'm just saying, like,
we know who watches BET, us.
Yeah. That's so that's, so, and then, but if a lot of people don't know, like, Martin Lawrence has done so many fun, amazing funny, mm-hmm. funny movies that will always, like, that will forever be in history. But he didn't have those roles that could, like, take him off.
Right. You know, he didn't really do nothing. The most serious role I think he did, well, to me, maybe if y'all know something that, or remind me of something, because I think the most serious role he did was Thin Line Between Love and Hate. And he still was like the comedic relief.
But guess what? That was also a movie that was like way back when. You know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody know about that movie right now.
But I think what really made him have a breakthrough to start really getting a lot of people was Big Mama House. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But it was like super goofy. Mm-hmm. And I think so many people were just so used to seeing him as, oh, he's just funny.
Right.
Like, can we see him in a serious movie? But it's like, when you watch Martin versus, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith had those, like, serious mm-hmm. roles mm-hmm. and stuff like that. That was like, oh, we could see him. Like, he cries on cue. Boom. Martin is playing, like, three different people.
Well, and that's because that's also, like, dang, this turned into an actor versus actor. But that's also, like, because of how it was written. Like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was more so a family show and, like, discussed mm-hmm. family issues and growing pains and, you know, cultural conversations. Like, they had conversations in that show. Whereas Martin was more so, like, just a show to, like, take you out of your play. Like, yeah, they did some serious episodes, but it never was serious. Like,
yeah,
they would find a way to make it funny. Like, when they got held hostage on Christmas Girl. Eve, like, that was hilarious. Like, there was no
danger
whatsoever. But then, you know, maybe he wanted to be like that. Like, you know, Martin Lawrence did start off as a stand-up comedian. Like, so that's his lane.
I don't think that he wanted to be like that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's go back to the Bad Boys. Y'all, Bad Boys was my favorite. I have watched these movies. Well, we just gonna break it down. My favorite Bad Boys is Bad Boys 2, 1,000%. Absolutely. Listen, y'all, please agree with me on this. Bad Boys 2 was the funniest.
Hilarious.
One, I'm not going to discredit the first one because the first one was good, but I just felt like they didn't really explore and let them take off. And I feel like the second one,
they
took off. And when I said the dynamic between the two, let me tell you something. I know that movie from front to back,
Girl.
So let's really dive into it. Okay, out of Martin Lawrence and Will Smith character, who was your favorite and why? And in which movie too?
Mike Lowry. Because he is just like, he's a handful, yes, but he's a necessity. Like, mm-hmm. let's be honest, Marcus would not, he'd be complaining, but he mm-hmm. would not have stayed in the force as long if he didn't have Mike as his partner. And
true.
I just think it's funny how, like, in, like, if you look back, if you guys have watched the movies, which, again, if you haven't seen these movies, get your life together.
Please.
But when they like show their high school picture and he was so dorky looking, and like, oh, he grew up to be like this flashy, like
Bond
child.
Can we just talk about the scene where it was the beach scene for me, but he had that suit on.
Old school Will Smith, child.
That movie, it really showed how far he was in that movie. Girl. Like, real talk, just to be really serious.
Because he looked a little scrawny in Independence Day. Because I liked him in Independence Day, obviously, but he just looked so, when I look back, I'm like, dang, he was small.
But like, he was a man. And
Bad Boys
suit. It was the purple suit.
Purple suit. And I think the second one is my favorite one. Just because the aesthetics, I like the way it was filmed. I like the storyline. It was a lot of crashing and burning and explosions, but I mean, it made sense.
Let me tell you something. And I felt like this movie was a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And it was like so much like going on to the point you're looking like, what?
Right.
What? Oh my God. Oh my God. We think this person's the bad person. Oh no, this is like another layer. And I just feel like it, what also added to Bad Boys is like, it was the other characters.
Right.
But we gonna get into it. Okay.
When they get to Cuba.
So Mike was your favorite. Mm-hmm. I loved Mike, but I'm sorry, Marcus, he was my favorite. When it came to just because he was always complaining and he ain't never wanted to do it. Like he wanted to quit all the time, but yet he was always there. And I just love the fact that he had this whole family. You could just see like he's serious about his family, but then he's so goofy, unpredictable. And like on the field, it's like he never know what to do. Like he never have a clip. Like he always run out. He always act at bike. Like it's just so hilarious. And then it's just like, it's the opening scene when, if you remember, the KKK.
Oh yeah, when they catch him.
Oh my god,
girls!
And then he was like, "Bloom." And then he was like, "It was just that scene." And then he was like, "Bad boys." And then they start singing. They're like, "Of course, Marcus never know what he's saying." He was like, "Yo, it's not the words." Okay, whatever. And then it's just like he was like. Then he was like, when the dude grabbed Marcus, he was like, oh, no, Mike. Man, why you gotta call him?
Sir, we can work this out or something. I'm sure we can make a deal. He just,
you know, and I have my rights. And you got the right to.
Girl.
Yo, it was, Marcus was just funny. And then, like, one of my favorite scenes is, like, when Marcus got shot in the butt.
Girl.
And then he was like, oh, when Will was like, oh.
Who shot you in the butt?
And then he was like, you did. What?
I did a lot of shooting.
No, nah, I mean, I was shooting. You know what I'm saying? Oh, who shot you? Like, girl. That's it. He just looked so irritated.
He was so annoyed.
He was so irritated.
That scene was hilarious.
It was just, and then it's just like throughout the whole movie, you know, it's like they in the car and then just Marcus is like, oh my god, did you see the car flip
just
over my head?
Out.
And then he shot up the desk. He said, don't shoot him.
Shoot outside the car. Outside the car. They were so all over the place, but it was really funny. I think that was the best one. So what did you think about the third one though?
We're gonna talk about the third one?
Yeah, we got to. It's a trip. Tenacia.
The third one, I think. The second one was just, there was so much, and yes, they were younger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're so used to, like, one of my other favorite scenes from Martin Lawrence is like when they go to the captain's house and he take the E.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I'm saying? And he's like, when he lick his hand,
anyway.
He's drinking. And then, so I feel like they were just younger and goofier and didn't, like, you know, haven't really lived yet. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like 2020, they're older.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were older and, you know, we're just so used to, I don't know. The third one, it wasn't bad, right? I didn't have my high. I wasn't like, oh, my God, this is about to be number one. Because you're not, The second one was too good.
The second one was too good. I didn't expect the third one to be amazing.
And I was just like, well, let me see them because they're older. And you could tell, like, they're older. It was still a cool concept, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, the son, him finding out he had a son, like, that was a great moment. Yeah, I did not like when the captain died.
I know. I was like, what the fuck?
I was just like, why? But I get it. It's to make the movie, you know, pop in and to create that passion and like, oh, I got to go after him. And that made Marcus, you know, like, dang, I'm going to actually do it. So I just feel like the third one had action. It had a lot of action in it. How did you feel about the added team? The boy, the Asian boy and all that. Like, how did you feel about that?
I mean, they had to. Because Marcus and Mike were so old at that point. Like, they needed them. The way they
needed, like, a younger generation.
The way they wrote it, they needed them there. I don't necessarily think it was necessary. But the way it was written, like, there was no other option. They didn't necessarily have to be younger, but they needed a fresher team or whatever. Somebody who could help carry out. Because even in the second one, there was some unrealistic stories. Your sister get kidnapped by Johnny Tapia and taken to Cuba. And you get a whole SEAL team to go over illegal, like, to cross borders to a country we not even welcome in. Like, that's not realistic at all. But they were younger, so we were okay with it. Because it was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
it's the Rock effect. Like, you young.
Okay, let's not go too crazy because you know the Rock effect.
Girl, they destroyed the whole favelas, or whatever it was called in Cuba. They destroyed all the people's homes. Like, what?
But I think it's because we're so used to Martin Lawrence and Will Smith being the star, and they were still the star, but it was just like trying to show like the new generation versus the old generation. Like, we got all these techniques and we do it like this. I saw it. It was okay.
It was okay. Yeah.
Was it a take it or leave it? Like, they could have left them.
But again, how they wrote it, what was they gonna do?
It was super cool, you know, because Mike thought that he was still, you know, young and he could still get in the club, and then you old, sir. But I thought that it was okay. It was definitely way more serious.
Yeah.
Than I feel like the other ones. I think that, I mean, they catch you off guard shooting up Mike.
Girl.
Like, that's, I'm not gonna lie. That's how you start a movie, and that's how you really get
girl,
it in.
I was like, oh, okay, so we going there, okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay, we just shooting, okay.
All right.
But then it's just like, okay, and then we find out that it's your son?
Girl.
And then he didn't even know? It was okay. The third one was okay. I'm not mad at it, because again, I didn't have high hopes for it, just because I knew the second one. Nobody's matching the second one. Right.
And it was a gift to the fans. They really just made a third one because we wanted to see a third one.
Yeah, but then it's just like, if you're gonna do a film for the fans, don't leave me open like that. Because it's like, now it's like, okay, are we gonna have a fourth one now? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because like the sun is, you know, so I don't know. But it was okay. Like I said, I think the second one kind of overshadowed both of the movies. And then again, it wasn't like, you know, Rush Hour, that the first one, okay, then the second one, ooh,
right,
then
where
the third
it added
one
to it. Yeah,
it was just like Bad Boys One was like, dang, I wasn't expecting that. Yo, that was good. Dang, that was actually kind of lit. 8 years later, Bad Boys Two, you're like,
wow,
what?
Yeah,
no, this is too crazy. Oh my god, there's no way. Like, and then 10 plus years pass on, then you come out with this, and it's just like, oh, y'all are kind of serious. I mean, it was funny, don't get me wrong, driving the van, you know, the fact that the girl's boyfriend, she ended up marrying him. When it was like, who this? Nigga, you look 30.
Now he really looked 30. He really was 30.
So, yeah, hopefully. So I thought that that was super interesting. Okay, so who was your favorite supporting role, like supporting actor? Like, who out of all the three movies, which, who was like your favorite supporting character? That's
a good question.
I'm gonna go with the second one. I'm gonna go with Gab Union. Only because she ties in the second half of the movie. Because if we didn't have her involved, it would have ended at Tapia's raid.
Oh yeah,
it would have been over with, and then we got a whole another set. Like, we almost got a whole, like, a second storyline in that movie because she got kidnapped.
And because Mike was
dating. He had a, sister. That was funny when they, like, because she, I mean, she tied the whole storyline in. They never would have got into it. It never would have made Marcus look at their friendship and reexamine it. It never would have, like, it just... It wouldn't have made Mike have to learn to be serious and grow up. Like, it just...
Because he had to grow up. Because it's like, dang, this is somebody I actually really cared about. Because he, you know how he deal with women. Like, he disposed of them. Boom, period. But I was like, he can't even dispose... Because, like, he actually cared about this person. And it's like, it's your partner's sister.
You better not hurt her. Because he got a gun, too. But, yeah, I think she was... So, okay... That's a two-level question. So, like, she was a necessary character, but I really like the other partners, the two Hispanic guys.
Oh,
girl, those two were so funny, but like they still came through for them at the end, you know, with his sister.
Especially. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl.
So I'm trying to think who mine's. I think. Okay, so. I love the captain.
The captain is dope.
Especially in the second one. When he found out that they create that massacre on the highway. He said,
He was so stressed out.
I loved his character because it's like he trusted them, he believed in them, but it's like he knew that they was going to be up to something else. Like, he knew that he was going to clean it up. And I just thought, like, most of the times when you see captains, they're just, like, not involved. And then they're just, like, they have that role that's just, like, oh, here's another stuck up captain. But he was, like, a realist.
He was in it.
And I really enjoyed. And he was so funny. He was hilarious because it's, like, that's how captains should be. Like, they supposed to be able to trust their cops because, you know, that's their team. And to also be, like, this is a stressful job. It ain't nothing pretty about this. It's not easy. So just seeing that in the fact that he died in the third one, like, it's just like, but just having this deep conversation with Will Smith and then just dying, it's just like, he loved them. He supported them. I don't know. It's just the relationship. And when we got introduced to him the first one, I was like, okay, he's so hilarious. But then the second one, he just had me
dying. Was he in any other movies, that actor? Because
I don't remember.
Girl, because he...
I didn't see. I mean, I'm pretty sure that he was, but again, he just made such a presence
with that one role.
And it was just like, okay, so you're going to be forever captain.
Right.
Like, that's it. Like, I don't need you for anything else. All right. So, who was your favorite villain of the three? Which movie you feel like this person was?
Period. Because he was crazy. He was absolutely bonkers. Like, this man, he was killing everybody in his kitchen, you know, putting them in tortilla bins. Like, I was like, Tapia, your grandmother and your daughter in this mansion.
Girl, when he shot his cousin,
I was like, ooh, okay. Blood is not thicker than water. he was over it. But, you know, he was a fun villain because he just... He would freak out. he would
he had product moving everywhere. The two little girls at the beginning that he had in his hotel room, he was just like, oh, these bitches. Like, he's just like, he just, I don't know. When I think of a supervillain, like, that's one of the options I think of, is his character. So that actor, he played it really well. And he, and obviously the storyline is a little bit like corny or whatever, but
of course, because we've seen it so many times.
He just, he made it good. I don't know. That was my favorite villain, because I don't really remember who was the villain in the first one. Wasn't it, he was trying to save his friend who was a stripper or something?
Yeah. It was like she was, I guess, yeah.
She like witnessed a murder or something.
She did witness a murder and stuff like that, and they was trying to kill her, so they basically had her in protective custody, because that's what Teresa thought that Marcus was having an affair.
Yeah, so like, I mean, yeah, I think the Tapia character was just developed a little bit better.
Yeah. And then you got to like, you got to really see his point of view, and you got to really, like, we was in his life. You know what I'm saying? Like, typically we don't really know the villain, but we know the villain. We knew him. We saw him kill not once, not twice, but a few times. We got to see like his motive, and it's like, oh my God, he's a really family man, but he's like a killer. Like, he's that drug dealer. He's that drug lord.
And you see him almost get weak for Gabrielle. Like, he almost missed, so he got a soft spot.
For a second. But then he was like, oh, I've been a part of this world too long to know when I'm getting played.
But that's his people. He had, good people on his team. That's why you gotta have you a good crew, y'all. Put your crew together. His people, because that was who, that's who found out. Remember, she was at his house?
Yeah.
He was like, boss, that black girl. When his grandma, his mama was like, is she a negro? I was like, oh my God.
I was like, this is what we doing. But I just thought that it was just so funny because, that's how they are. I'm gonna have to go with you too. Johnny was, he was just amazing. He played that role really good. He was that villain because it was just like, dang, I kind of like him because he's hilarious and he's so funny.
All over the place.
But you're a killer. And you're disgusting. But the second one, I had to add a second one because I ain't gonna lie. Like, the son, let me tell y'all, that son came to play no games. This man was, I mean, no matter what, he was just shooting. He was killing.
Did not care.
He was like that true, like, I don't care. I'm about to kill you. Like,
that's why you need to be your kids' life.
I ain't gonna lie, the mama scared me too. In that Santa Maria, like, that would scare me. So I thought that they played that one. They did really good with the villains in the second and third movie, for sure. Like, I just feel like the first movie was like, of course, you know, that trial. First movie was still great, but then it's just like they really dove in the storyline for the second and third. But
again, I feel like this the first second one, because we were so young, it's just like the Rush Hour one. Like, it wasn't for us. So, like, when they released the second one, that was like our movie. And we were like, boom. Okay, yeah.
And then the third was just like, years later and stuff like that. But Bad Boys, the second one was just too good. I loved it. I enjoyed it.
It's on my list. So I got a list of movies or shows that I watch when I'm in a bad mood. And it's for my people that get like anxiety or whatever. If you like sad, you need to have a go-to list of either music or movies.
Yo.
And Bad Boys 2 is on my list. Anytime I like don't feel well or like I'm just mentally just blah, I watch Bad Boys, I feel better.
What's one of your favorite scenes out of the three movies?
The car chase. Because you know I'm a speed demon on the road. Like, I be driving. I've always just wanted to have, like, I don't want to be in a car chase necessarily, but I want to drive like Mike Larry and just be super fast in one of them super nice sport cars. But yeah, that scene is dope as heck. Like, it's just crazy how, I don't know, it's both car chases. The one in Cuba and the one in Miami. Because both of them...
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, the one in Miami took over.
Both of them was wild. It's just, you just, then every time something happened, like, wait, how did that happen? Did they, oh my God, what is going on? Like, it's just...
Girl, when I saw the boat, it was like, the boat.
The captain was like, how did you sink a boat? On a highway?
Oh, okay.
How did you sink a boat? This like... I feel like... if we were... If we were police officers.
Oh no, we will be fired. we'd be fired.
Get
right
these
away.
Two in here. Get these two in my office. What?
Yeah, we will be.
I don't know. Like, okay, so look, this is what happened. We was chasing him, right?
Listen, they started shooting. Why am I right? Supposed to shoot back? Ain't I a police officer?
You want me to serve and protect? Girl, they're like, get out. But yeah, which one is yours?
It's the second, of which... It's when they in the house.
Oh no,
with the haste.
Oh my gosh.
And listen, I can laugh, y'all. Period.
The devil is not welcome.
Who come in my house?
Girl, I was like, this is a lot. This is a lot.
Who come in my house? No,
you know what's the funniest scene, though? When they in that video store.
I was trying to say that for the last. Wait, say that for the last.
Oh my God, that scene? Yeah.
Listen, back in the house, like, when they was just shooting, it was just so funny because there you see Mike is really shooting and you see Martin Lawrence get caught up in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff coming out. They shoot everybody. And then finally they come in and Martin Lawrence come out with all the stuff and he's like, don't even, because I was okay. And then he's like, I don't know nothing. I didn't even ask you no question.
Let's ask him. Oh, we can't ask him. He was just, he was just mentally done at that scene. He was just like, I don't know why I'm a cop.
I just thought that was so funny because Marcus tried to speak and then Will was like, okay, go, go. Try to speak. Hey, you can't. They all shoot. So I thought that part was really funny. But also, again, when they pull up to the captain's house.
Girl.
And when he was on E, it's like
that
Martin Lawrence stole that part. Like when he just again when he licked his hand
when he drank the plant water, I was like, oh my God.
And Nick and Will Smith is like,
girl.
That whole thing was hilarious. But yes, yeah, so the final part, one of the best scenes. Was when they was at the video.
Bro.
When they was in the video store, now back then, you know, you had to go and, you know, get your footage at the video stores and stuff.
We bought DVD, CDs, VHSs at the video store, y'all.
Okay. And they were sitting there. Like he's talking about his issues and stuff. Like Martin Lawrence, again, he got shot. So some things was like a little altered. And they're talking, and then but the guy plugged it up so everybody could hear them. So people's thinking like, "Oh, girl. this is some nasty porn stuff because the two dudes are talking."
She's like, "You got porn playing, gay man talking." What kind of sick?
But then it was just like they
was like, oh my
it
God.
Was like that one time that they but was just like having a serious conversation, but it was the funniest. Like they wasn't doing no jokes. They were like Martin was really open up to him.
Girl. And it just so y'all, because let's explain the scene a little bit better. Cause okay, so they having a conversation in a little private room where they think they are. And they're talking about exactly what Tien just said. Like, he talked about his incontinence. Is that what it's called? I don't know. Something like that. But out of context, it sounds like they're two lovers. And so everybody watching and listening and it's playing on the screen. And then dude played the damn, the porn, the home footage of the Haitian dudes. And his dad it was just like, what just are you doing?
That's what made it so funny. But yes, y'all.
Hilarious. That scene was that was, when they smashed up
The Jamaican. What was his
name?
I guess he was the still snitch. Haitian,
yeah, when they smashed up his store, that was funny. They were Jamaican and Haitian, weren't they?
It was because I know they were Haitian, but I'm trying to figure out because he was like butter. And stuff. Yeah, that scene was also fun too. But at the end of the day, Bad Boys was honestly truly amazing. We can go on and on about it. Awesome trilogy. The characters, Martin Lawrence and them, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith did do another movie, but it wasn't as funny as the Bad Boys. I wish they would have did a little more. When they was in prison,
did they do?
When they got older. Oh, I could be talking about something else. Didn't they have another movie together?
Are you talking about the movie he did with Eddie Murphy?
Okay, I know that. Yeah. Okay, I was wrong.
Boy, in prison.
Yes, I think you're talking about the one he did with
Eddie Murphy. Okay.
Okay, so like I was gonna say, I wish they did more movies together. How about that?
They should have, but again, Martin, he wasn't a serious actor. I wonder if he would have ever taken a serious role.
If his team, or he probably got that role, but again, it's like I'm not gonna say that he was typecast, but maybe he typecast himself. Maybe he didn't want to do no serious movie. Remember, he was in that
maybe
other movie,
I feel like he
with
was
the crazy typecast. Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. That wasn't Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Okay, you know what? I'm off. Whatever.
Girl.
Okay,
it's usually me that be confused.
Yeah, you're right. A Thin Line. I meant to say that one. He did that. That wasn't funny, but again, that was just weird.
He had like some comic relief moments, but Shorty was just so.
But he probably didn't care about it. But anyways, guys, so those are the two movies that we picked. We felt like, what good trilogy, Rush Hour and Bad Boys. They were super awesome. We love both of them. I think that those are just definite classics.
Definite classics.
So we would love to know which one were y'all's all-time favorites, and which y'all really thought about, and which characters did you like. Like, definitely let us know. And before we end, all right, which trilogy was your favorite?
Between the two, dang, that's hard. I'm gonna go with Rush Hour because two out of the three are my absolute favorites, versus the second one really for Bad Boys. Don't get me wrong, the third one was good, the first one was good, but the second one takes the cake for me. So I'm gonna go for Rush Hour because I just got a higher average.
I'm definitely going to choose the Bad Boys trilogy because of the second one was just too lit, and it just touched up on everything. And when I think about laughing or what movie I could watch right now, I'm going to go with, Bad Boys 2 and stuff. That's not saying that I might not turn on the third one, Rush Hour 3, but Bad Boys 2 was definitely. So guys, thank you for listening. And
it's been a pleasure.
And just know every Wednesday we come out with a new episode. And in a couple of days, we'll do the poll so you guys can vote to let us know which one is your favorite. All right. Thanks, guys. And
thanks, guys.
We will talk to you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace out.